This week on Clown College.
But as
they're
far
new,
as,
they're like out right now.
Yeah, they're current. They're pretty current. They, I don't know when
they've been
their
around
last
for like 8, 9.
What about
years,
Food Fighters? Foo Fighters.
I'm not a fan. You know,
not a Foo Fighter fan.
I'll say it right now that
Food Fighters.
I'll say it right now. I know this is an unpopular opinion, but I to this day I just still feel like it's real fucked up that Dave Grohl felt the need to shoot Kurt Cobain's head just so he could start his shitty little side project.
This is Matthew Tate, everybody. Yeah.
Every Foo Fighters song sounds the same, except for like a couple of them. I'm not a fan. Yeah, you know Dave Grohl used to be like one of those weird like chemtrail conspiracy theorists too.
What's chemtrail?
I'm big on the chemtrails.
What's chemtrail? I don't know.
It's like
what this
crop
is.
Dusting, but on a mass scale. You know, it's like.
What?
Like these planes, they leave chemtrails.
Oh.
It fucks people up, dude.
Oh,
they,
okay.
You know.
Oh, well,
you're just talking about. Oh, okay, I know. Okay.
Oh man.
And you're saying this like hurts people.
No, you know, that's what they say, dude. I was always more of a Jason Everman guy over Dave Grohl, but you know.
Yeah.
God, I don't know who any of these white people are.
Yeah.
Me neither.
Jason Everman's
so
dead.
Dave Grohl is a drummer that somebody allowed to have a microphone for some stupid reason.
Welcome to Clown College. We have profound knowledge in many ways to elevate and make you sound polished. So if you want to hear a little honest few takes on a ways to make it as a comic, then stick around for a while if you're down to clown. We got the guests right now just to show you how.
Let's all go to Clown College, baby. It's with Brandon, Wallace, Tom, and JJ. Let's all go to
the real dude's name.
Oh, okay.
But they got an actual gay black deaf guy to play him in the thing. He checked all the boxes, dude.
Oh no.
Look, well, look right
it.
There.
I see it right there.
That
can you see
Brandon.
That? Can you see that ogre? He does look better right there.
Which one we're looking at?
Damn.
The dude.
Big or a better one.
I just want to see if you can see it for the
just
clip
the
that
outfit.
I got pulled up because I need you to
just the outfit. But it's good. I like that. Don't get me wrong.
Oh yeah, it's good style.
The outfit is nice.
He just didn't pick the right choices.
Yeah, dude. I like. You could play tic tac toe on your bicep.
Oh yeah.
You recording everything?
Yep. Everything's good. That's
Let
good.
Cut my ringer off.
And that's good. Damn, man.
I like me for me. Not because it's a that Zen got you feeling different.
Hell yeah, dude.
Them lip pillars. Lip pillar.
I went to the doctor. They gave me some nicotine patches.
Testosterone?
No, they wouldn't give me that. Sons of bitches.
Wait, nicotine patches from the doctor?
Yeah, and gum.
Why?
Because I said I wanted to quit smoking. So they loaded
do,
me
do
up.
Do you, though?
I want to. Don't know if it's gonna happen.
Yeah. Want to and going to is different things.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're like kind of.
But I'm gonna put them on. I'm gonna try.
Oh yeah.
But I tried before and people didn't. I was very not happy.
Oh yeah. No.
And my soldiers made me start smoking again. They were just like, "Sergeant Carl, will you smoke again?
Where's was, the, will you smoke again?
For real? Because I would fuck them up.
Do they still give you cigs in the army?
Fuck no.
No. That's just a World War II thing.
Yeah.
Damn,
that's
dude.
Not in your rations anymore.
We used to be a country, man. Yeah, a Hershey bar and a pack of cigs, dude.
Whatever happened to
gosh.
America. You won't get a Hershey bar. What they give you it's one of those candies.
Non-GMO.
In Skittles.
Ooh.
And peanut M&Ms.
Okay. Oh, peanut M&Ms.
But you gotta get the right MRE. You gotta get the right one. I think it was cheese tortellini had it in it. And I think chili with beans.
Hmm. It's the fattest shit to memorize the MRE.
You have to, dude. You don't want to get one with just like a good entree and then all the snacks are like freeze-dried pound cake. You don't want that.
It's not good.
Fuck no.
I feel like it has a potential to be.
I'll fuck a pound cake.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I like
me too.
Ogre, you would probably like it. Looking at you right now, I'm just like, no, you would love it.
Fair enough.
We should all try it. I'm down.
We can get an MRE off the internet.
I've had worse.
I could go on Post and grab us some.
Hell yeah.
Oh, no, nah, man. We want the ones from Iraq,
yeah.
dude.
That no, that's eight. What you want. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. You go to the commissary. The commissary on post, and they have MREs there.
All the good ones got sand in them.
Extra grip, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
Hell yeah.
What's up?
Let me get you an applause.
Hey.
Yeah, man.
Thanks for coming back and chilling with us.
Hell yeah. Oh, yeah, Brandon.
Hmm?
My sweet little baby boy.
Hey, how you doing, man?
The first time I came here, I was in a rush when I left my house, and I forgot your present.
Oh, shit.
Oh, oh damn.
Look at that.
It's wrapped in everything, dude.
Oh, he got it.
Yeah, I had my daughter wrap that for you, too.
Wrapping paper looks the same as a shirt.
Yo. This the Macho Man Randy Savage, original, when he was in baseball? Holy shit.
Oh, when he played for the Cardinals?
Dude, this is when he was with the Cardinals.
That's the Reds.
This real?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Amazing.
Dude, damn. I'm sorry. I never seen this.
Brandon, is it all right if I see that? I know I might have to pry it away from him. This shit is.
That's the Macho Man before Randy, he was the
that
Macho
That was his last name, Poffo?
Yep. Yeah. Just like his brother, the Genius.
That's Macho Man?
Yep.
Looks like Andrew Dice Clay. Daddy?
My kids are like, there goes my inheritance.
I don't know who this looks like, man. Not fucking Macho Man.
Doesn't look like Macho Man. That was before the steroids.
Baseball players look more like Macho Man now, dude. Yeah. Everybody's got a mullet, dude.
Ooh, yeah, man. That's some good hell, yeah, man.
Anybody else want a Slim Jim, dude?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, this dude has the Slim Jims, you know? Hell yeah.
Well, not anymore.
I don't.
Oh, yeah, he's dead now.
Yeah,
back in the day.
Back in the day, he had a Slim Jim.
Oh, hell yeah, man. You snap into one of those.
Jesus. Pause.
Slim Jim.
You got to say Slim no Diddy after that.
No Diddy. Yeah. After that. No Diddy. What's that?
Or like? Diddy. He might be Diddy.
Brandon, you got invited to a Diddy party, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, man. Well, I've heard about it. I was at A&M.
What?
I was at A&M. And I heard everybody talking about, like, P. Diddy's coming. He wants some, like, A&M people on the tour bus. And I was like, oh, man, this bullshit. He's going to take all the girls. Mm-hmm. And they were like, no, he's taking the dudes. And I was like,
are you serious?
Yeah. This was like,
he just wanted the dudes. I was like, see, there's something wrong with that.
And you was ready to go.
Oh, hell, fuck that. I saw the lines right there, man. As soon as they said, no, it's dude. I was like, okay.
They just didn't know how to get Brandon. They should have told him the bus was a transformer.
It's crazy. Exactly. It is crazy how so many times you are always almost took.
Almost, but never not
I mean.
Yet.
Yep.
Never, man. Fuck that, right?
That TV show, I Shouldn't Be Alive. Yeah. That should be Brandon, dude.
Yeah.
Dodge him.
My asshole shouldn't be tight.
Yeah.
I got that.
Hell no.
I should have to sit down slowly.
Hell yeah, man.
Oh my gosh, man.
Hell that's so good.
You got the Macho Man.
He's so high. That's pretty sick.
I figured you'd appreciate that, man.
Thank you, man.
That's actually dope, though.
That is.
I know. Didn't he get drafted by like the Cardinals though? For some reason, I thought he played for them.
I have no clue.
Maybe I'm tripping.
I didn't even know he played baseball.
The mm-hmm. like pro sports to WWE pipeline. It's a real thing, man. Brock Lesnar.
Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, you see how these motherfuckers look. Yeah. Like they look like action figures.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And then that's whenever they failed at the sport because they probably weren't good natural, but on steroids.
Probably ran out of breath from all the roids.
Yeah,
man.
Dude.
You
yeah.
still got to have some cardio to play baseball.
And they're juiced to the gills. Dude.
Hell yeah. Dude, it was required at one point.
Ultimate Warrior is a lunatic, dude.
Oh, yeah.
He was crazy.
I just saw him like training some kids back when he was alive.
Yeah, yeah.
He was training some kids. He was like, I don't want to see that bullshit. Spin those fucking knees. Mm-hmm.
What, just like... Regular
just like regular. It was like a show. It was like he's training.
It's the Boy Scouts.
Yeah.
There were seven.
Let me show you.
Damn, man, dude.
Dude, back in the day, they would be like, you had to be tough in the 80s. And if you lost the fight in real life, you were out. Like, they would kick you out. Because these guys were like bodyguards. What else were they? Man, do everything. They were tough.
They were.
But today, I don't know, man.
Is that him right there?
Oh, yeah, it's the Ultimate Warrior right there.
You got him doing the Black Power or the Trump after he got shot, dude.
Let's see. I want to see that. I'm finna show you that picture you guys were talking about when he was training them kids. Look at that face. That's determined.
Yes.
Goddamn.
That's him?
That's him.
Yeah. Oh, that's before he died. That's before he died, 2012.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, I should have known from the shirt.
There's another
man.
One. Yeah, he getting it, man.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
You know, like in wrestling, he didn't talk much, right?
No.
He wasn't good at the promos.
Yeah, he wasn't good at promos.
He would get mad, too, easily a lot. He thought he was better than everybody.
He had a bit of a temper problem.
Like before matches, he would stand in the corner and scream, fuck you, to himself. For 30 minutes before his match.
Oh, yeah. He was sounds out like there. I'm surprised he didn't kill his family. Sounds like he must not have had one.
No. Oh, no, he did. Surprisingly, he got two daughters that are my age. Well, maybe one daughter that's my age. And another one, they're close to my age.
Brandon, then it's madness.
He has a wife,
Brandon
too.
Knows all this.
He's trying to get in the family, dude.
Yeah, I know about him.
Hell yeah.
Rest in peace. I remember he died in that park. Did he die in the parking lot with that heart attack? Because he had a heart attack after that show.
Man.
Yeah. I remember that.
It doesn't suck. Doesn't it suck to die this swole, like this fit?
Hell yeah.
It's like you're this fit and then you...
Just like, I could have had a cheeseburger.
He was only in his 50s, right, man.
I should have done all those sit-ups. I could have masturbated one more time.
Tough dude, man.
Do you think they put him in the casket shirtless?
I would, if I was him, I'd be required.
He wound up with MS. I mean, he lost a lot of his muscle mass.
He had MS?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought he just died of a heart attack.
Look at his lats. Holy shit.
Yeah, that's the
dude. He looks like he's about to fly away, dude.
Yeah, that's his wingsuit.
Oh, my God. That's 2K14, man.
I thought that was real for a second.
That's 2K14.
It also, he looks like Goro. He has four arms.
Say Goro? Let's see.
Like volleyball player.
He's almost.
That you had us pull up.
He's almost as.
Oh, dude, no. Nobody.
Hold on, here's a better one.
Yeah, it does look like her, dude. That was really just like an underdeveloped twin that he combined with.
Goro?
Yeah. Well, I don't know if that's the actual lore, but that's what I like to imagine. Yeah, that's Goro. From Mortal Kombat.
Goro's twin.
And Goro never looked better than in the cheesy. Fuck you, Alex.
The first Mortal Kombat movie.
Yeah, the first Mortal Kombat movie when it was like a puppet, like they're doing it.
Yeah, there's like strings to the bottom arms, the top arms, they both move together.
Hell yeah!
Oh my god!
Like a fucking 7 year old spider costume for Halloween. Yeah, you know, they're all strung together.
Look at that!
Y'all joking?
Brock Lesnar right there. That's like 2019 Brock Lesnar.
What? I know. Four girls in the hood with that same ponytail.
And they're also named Goro.
Yeah. The two of them owe me money.
Yeah, I can't joke on him, man. He's a rainbow baby, dude. Come on.
Rainbow
he repurposed his twin.
Is that what that means?
Rainbow baby is the baby you have after a miscarriage, I believe.
Oh,
I know that because of Cody Mack. Shout out Cody Mack.
Oh, Cody Mack did say that. I knew I heard
But that was funny what his mom said in the crowd. Said he was a rainbow baby, and she was like, you gay?
Oh, Pulaski, Tennessee, baby.
Hell yeah.
Hard-working Americans
have
up
you
here,
ever,
dude.
Have you ever did that room?
We're at now?
In Pulaski?
Venue
220? Yeah, Venue 220. It was a good room, but it was four people.
It was real fun, dude, except the bartender would not look at me at all. Do you remember
same
that?
Same thing, yes.
Really?
And she caught you looking at me whenever you looked at me like, God. And then she turned around right when you did that, too.
I'm glad I didn't tip.
Damn.
Of course he didn't tip. Whites.
It was a free drink.
White,
yeah, that's when you tip, man.
I didn't
he
have
tipped
cash,
80%
man.
Of the cost of that drink.
Here's a tip. Work harder.
Damn.
Here's a tip.
Pull the
stop
dad,
giving away
the
drinks.
Dad.
Let's say a tip. Let's say a tip.
Well, you know, I knew Jake wasn't going to tip, so.
Oh, God, no. I'm not going to say what kind of people he is. He's Jewish. You've been watching the Olympics?
Hell no. Yeah. I'm blind as fuck, man. What am I supposed to watch? The blurs flip around?
So I know you're blind, but I was hoping you could be able to make this out a little bit. Will you click on that, Brandon? There's a breakdancing.
Oh, my God.
Yes, there's a breakdancing division
of
the Olympics.
And why did South Korea not win, dude?
Let's put some sound. You
and,
ready?
Yeah. Let's just watch it, and then we'll talk about it afterward.
Some good shit.
Ty sent me a clip of this.
Convey a message. To get
This is real. This is really at the Olympics.
I think this is Ukraine.
Austria or some shit like that.
That one guy like had a damn extension cord right up his ass. Plugged in the wall.
This is a really good question.
This is, can't believe this is real, dude.
What country is this?
Australia, I think. He's an Aussie, right?
Okay.
That's a he?
She. Oh, she.
That's Casey Rocket.
Oh, no, that's a he.
No.
No?
That's a woman. That's a woman. Woman.
That's a nice ass, brother.
Yeah.
And she's like,
sweet puss, bro.
She teaches people how to, what black people are like in Australia.
What?
She's like urban. She has a doctorate in like urban. Oh, I swear to God. Gosh,
urban, man, planning, no. Hopefully. Like,
no.
But she's like, this is how black people move.
Oh, no.
Whatever the fuck
I've never
doing.
Moved.
She's like, a scientific racist. Breakdancing at the Olympics. Oh, yeah. That's pretty sick.
If those people are Olympians, I'm an Olympian.
Dude, what would be your sport?
You are an Olympian.
Fuck it. I'll do that. I can't do it. I can trip and fall just as good as they are.
For America, we got to send Mike Sales. For
fucking
Olympics,
we have
dude,
to.
For the perfect. Over 65 division.
Yes. You, is he 65?
He just got to save up and buy a new deep freeze for have the cardboard box.
Yeah, that's crazy, man.
That was.
You know, they're adding a lot of stuff into the Olympics. The one thing that I thought was cool was the speed climbing. Have you seen that?
No.
They, like, go up the rock wall man. Super fast. That shit is crazy. The dude, I think his name's Sam Watson from Texas. He climbed up this, like, 30-foot wall in, like, 4 seconds.
Damn.
Four.
How?
Bro, he flies up the fucking
and
thing.
This is the first time they had it at the Olympics?
I don't know if it's the first time, but damn. This is my first time seeing it. Yeah, that dude right there.
He's pretty geeked about it.
Shit.
Dude, he flies up the fucking thing.
That blurry guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The blue blur?
Yeah, a little blurry, isn't he? Damn.
Well, I'll be damned.
Mm-hmm.
That's some Spider-Man shit, isn't it?
That's something.
Is that if you could be one superhero, but you can't be Superman, who would it be?
Deadpool, of course.
Deadpool?
Every time.
Well, the movie was sick.
Or Wolverine. One of those.
Which
two.
One? Big
man,
one.
Man, damn. Deadpool.
Deadpool?
Deadpool.
I would always go Wolverine.
Wolverine? That's my dude, too.
Gotta go Spider-Man, right?
Spider-Man?
So you can swing around. But I live in fucking Alabama, yeah, so maybe did. Not Spider-Man.
Yeah, you wouldn't you get
know what
far.
The fuck
you
got
to do telephone poles.
You gonna swing off of pine trees and shit? What the fuck you doing?
Ooh, I don't know, man. Maybe
your squirrel hunting
Professor
game
X,
would
go
dude. Crazy.
He's got a cool chair.
He said squirrel hunting.
Yeah, your squirrel hunting game would be off the chain.
My Spider-Man goes off.
Just splat him against the fucking tree and go collect them. You wouldn't have to chase him at all.
What about you, Dom?
Something to do with eating something.
Oh, shit, the
fuck you.
The blob.
I'm surprised yours isn't Cyclops, you son of a bitch.
That's the whole reason shit. He asked this question. No, you know, that's the whole reason he no. asked this question was for that joke.
Yeah.
And it was good, but it wasn't that good.
It wasn't for that. I just
because I've
that
been
right
there.
Now.
I've been there.
I don't know. What's a good Middle Eastern superhero?
They don't have one.
Wait, Moon Knight. Moon Knight, right?
Ooh, oh,
Moon
yeah. Knight. Moon Knight.
He almost knee-jerk yeah. said Aladdin. Like, dude, what are you saying?
Man, I can see you being that.
But, I think...
You should be Jubilee. Brandon, look up Jubilee.
How you spell Jubilee?
J-U-B.
Let him try.
Oh, I thought you were asking
you
me.
Already
you
already got it started.
You
talking about right here?
Yeah, you could be Jubilee. She just shoots fireworks out of her hands.
I mean,
and she's Asian.
That's oh, damn. It. There you go.
That's it.
I'd be the Flash, though, man.
The Flash?
Come on, dude. We're running. Because I don't do it now.
Okay.
And I could eat as much as I want, and I wouldn't gain weight because he has to have all those calories. Because
you could reverse time.
Oh, shit. You sure could.
The weirdest eating disorder ever.
I was like, I want to eat a cake so many times.
Oh, man.
Eat faster than a speeding bullet.
Like, change the slice each time you go back. Do something different, man.
Yeah.
The slice of what?
The cake. Like, you'd be like, I didn't want the back part.
You eat the whole cake.
I want the right side. Eat it again. You know what, fuck, we're going to get it from the middle. Change it
Dude,
up.
Dude, what if it was like a skit we did, the autistic Flash, where he reverses time so he can, like, he messed up a word and he comes back just to say it right.
I do that every night, man. Don't give me that power.
Faster than a speeding train, but he just runs alongside it.
Oh, my God.
It's a bird. It's a train. Yes.
Just jogging beside a train for 150 miles doing this.
I was trying to tell my coworkers that some autistic people get real hyped about trains, and they didn't believe me, and then I did an impression, and they didn't like that. Mm. They didn't like that.
Why not?
What was the impression?
Yeah, do the impression.
I was like, it's the EL330. And I was like, if it's a steam engine, dude, they'll fucking come. They didn't like that. It's fun. Brandon, it's not a real train.
Oh, shit, man. I was thought you knew your trains here, man. I was about to look it up.
Jesus Christ.
Train.
Ooh, Jubilee. Speaking of Jubilee, what's that right there?
That's not
Jubilee.
Oh, I thought that was like a Bollywood movie or something. I was like, hey, man, look
I think
that.
That's a Filipino fast food restaurant, dude.
That's Jolly.
Jollibee.
Jollibee.
They got spaghetti.
Yeah, really? It is not that good at all. No, it's not.
Where did you get Jollibee at? You went
in
to the
Hawaii,
Philippines?
They have it there.
In Hawaii?
I have it in California.
Oh, yeah, they probably got it all in the West over there with those people.
Damn.
I couldn't imagine living
those people
there.
That you look like?
No, I'm not talking about the Hawaiians. All right, those are my boys. Don't bring the Samoans. I don't want
you
that.
You look like that Filipino guy singing Creed we
you
looked
got
at
me
last
fucked
week.
Up.
Oh, I remember
I don't
that.
Look shit,
you drink just as much as he does.
I can't tell you how many times my son Moose has watched you sing "Somewhere Over the Rainbow" on YouTube. Dude, big fan.
Rest in peace, that guy.
Yeah, rest in peace to that.
Oh, and there you know who else passed away, man?
Who?
That guy we were talking about last week, the guy who got, the Australian guy that got arrested. Ooh, he was like, touching my penis?
Yeah.
The succulent China. He's dead. He just died.
Yeah, I've seen that.
How did he die?
Rest in peace.
I don't know. Probably a judo match.
Judo. Hell yeah.
You see, you know your judo well.
Yeah, they were talking about him on Jim and Sam.
Damn. Mm. You know who else died? We talking about since we were talking about wrestling earlier. That Kevin Sullivan, man. Kevin Sullivan.
Mm. Who's that? Peace.
He was in WCW.
He was the ex of the one that Chris Benoit killed.
Oh.
Woman.
He was married to a woman before Chris Benoit.
Hell yeah, man.
I've never seen him before.
That looks like John Wayne.
Look, he had the whole Doom. He had the dungeon with the giant, Vader.
Well, that's Diesel.
Hulk Hogan got his ass whooped in there.
Yeah, that's a big show, but he's a giant back then.
Oh, my gosh.
I said back in the day, he had Hulk Hogan go in his dungeon. They all whooped his ass. It was crazy.
They whooped his ass, Hulk Hogan.
Hulk Hogan, man. They jumped on him. Giant came out there, gave him that giant smack. You know how it is.
I will look like that guy on the left very soon.
What, Mean Gene Oakland? Oh, Jimmy Hart. Oh, shit. Yeah, he still look like that now. It's like been like 30 years, man. Yeah, he's still looking good.
He's got a blowhorn and
he'll yell in your ear and
he
shit.
He lives in Key West. He has a customized golf cart that looks like a Cadillac.
He hangs out down there at Hogan's bar and grill.
Oh, yeah, the Hogan. The Hogan's
spaghetti thing.
Surfing. What you said is wrong.
Yeah, that is. You just predict. Yeah, that's
what
how
I aspire
is.
To be, man. Retired.
I like how you said in a little while, like you don't now.
Snakes. Hell,
what'd you do? Lose your glasses?
I got a new prescription.
Yeah, that's fine.
Brandon, we're gonna get you in a wrestling ring.
Hell yeah, man!
And you're gonna wrestle somebody.
Who am I gonna wrestle?
The MWF.
Yep.
The
MWF.
Micro wrestling.
Oh, micro wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
All right, dude. We
for real need to get a trip for that. I want to take Moose to that.
I'm down.
The micro wrestling?
Yeah.
I'm down.
They used
I'm
to
down.
Have Go. It at the boxcar.
Yeah.
RIP.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, I thought you said something else. Yes, rest in peace, boxcar. I thought you were talking about that place.
What?
Shag
Nasties went down, dude. They closed down for good.
Shag Nasties went down after they tried to.
They're open again?
They're rebought out.
Oh.
So different owner?
guess. Yeah.
Oh, and but they still call Shaq Nasties?
I don't know. I guess. Mm. Yeah.
Well, that was fast.
Maybe we should start another open mic with new ownership.
Yeah, right.
A biker name.
This dude doesn't try to fight you if you have a if you're running the open mic, because you're bringing more people than they had in.
Yeah, exactly. I heard that last guy was a pussy, bro.
I'm sad they didn't go completely out of business. I was looking forward to those 2.5 boxes of half-melted cheese sticks.
Oh, shit.
Somebody was telling me their steak was fire, though.
It was good.
Mm-hmm. You had it?
It was good. Well, I would always see the former owner post on Facebook the pictures of the uncooked steaks. Like, we just got these in. The marbling's looking real nice. And I don't know what that means,
they're
but
at the house.
I bought into it. Yeah.
The marble, that's
you know,
what
we just
dude.
Killed that hooker from last night. she had some meat on her, dude.
Man, they had good chicken. Really good chicken tenders, man. Like, I got to admit
did.
That.
They did.
That chicken was good. The fries.
Just the service was ass. From there.
Huh? You only ever have fried pickles?
Yeah, that's the only thing I ever had from there.
No, well, Nathan Jinks does a review on fried pickles. Did he give
I'm
it a good rating?
I'm fucking certain he does.
I guess what I can say this now.
Party, yeah, pickle party. I thought, so, yeah.
Dude, I guess I could say this now. The first ever open mic at Shag Nasty's when Daniel Castillo was hosting it before mm-hmm. he passed away, RIP.
But,
I projectile vomited in the bathroom. Projectile vomited.
Not even
in the
drinking.
Stall.
Right?
I wasn't even drinking, dude. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, COVID's rough.
I don't believe in that kind of thing.
He was up right after that.
And they also, I just remember looking at that sticker above the urinal that says, a good lawyer knows the law, a great lawyer knows the judge.
That's great.
Words to live by. Really.
That is words to live by. And that makes sense for that owner.
Establishment.
The last owner. Yeah, yeah. 1,000% makes sense. Yeah.
Shit, that's some weird stuff above a bathroom. I'm trying to remember what show I was at. I did it a couple times. Joyce Lyles was running it up in fucking around Florence somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a sign in the men's bathroom that said, do not flush any paper in the toilet. What the fuck are you supposed to she just walk around with a question. Pocket full of toilet paper with shit on it or just throw the trash can?
Can't shit like, there.
What the fuck?
I just put it in the corner, man.
Oh, yeah.
Put it in the trash
can. Dude, my first ever job was at Chili's. I was a host, mm-hmm. and I had to clean a bathroom. And my first day, I went in to clean the men's bathroom. And this is a men's bathroom. And in the corner was this huge pile of bloody toilet paper. Dude.
Who has
might have been
there?
Me. Damn. It might have been me
you know,
with
those
the boil
Southwestern
pop.
Egg rolls, dude. They get you.
Yeah.
They just left Chipotle.
You look like you have boils on your ass, dude.
You want to look?
You got boil
wrong with
it.
Don't you hate wrong with that? Don't you hate when you go down on a big girl and you can't tell if you got her off or you just accidentally bit into a heat bump? I hate that.
I got
that's
you.
So bad. Oh, that's so nasty.
A heat bump.
Yeah.
Skeeter yeah, bite down there, dude.
Yeah.
We all got heat bumps in here? Nobody else got heat bumps? All right. That's cool, man. Nobody.
You talking about
the boilers and shit. I was like, we all got this too, huh?
The boilers.
You got boil?
Yeah, I think so.
In your ass?
Not the ass.
Where is it at?
It's on the thighs, man. You got them thick thighs and shit, you know.
On the
you
thighs.
Got chafing boils?
Oh, chafing. Yeah, yeah. That's not boils, though.
Oh, that's not.
Yeah, I got those.
What is... Okay, so...
Because boils, they're full of pus when they flare up.
Oh, yeah, I got some of those.
Where at?
It's somewhere up there, like in the thighs, right? The thighs, right?
Upper
it's like
leg.
Upper leg.
On the inner thigh?
Yeah.
I'm waiting for you to bring into a Little Mermaid song.
Yeah. It's like both. You got the chafers and that. It's the worst of both worlds.
Oh, yeah. That shit does suck.
We'll get you some witch hazel patches or something, mm-hmm. dude.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. You got a nice little fate.
Hell yeah, man. I got Mike Sells hooked me up. Yeah, man. I was like, I can't keep going out here with this big bush. So yeah. We just fix it up, man. Huh?
That might be part of your chafing issue too.
Wait, that adds to it?
Yeah.
Damn, that's crazy, man. You learn something new every day.
I bet your bush is out of control.
Ah, man, we got Manscaped.
Oh, you got Manscaped?
Yeah.
Oh, shout out, we're sponsored by them.
Hell you got the 3 or the 4.0, dude.
2.0, I think.
Oh, damn.
Yeah,
we'll get
school.
You a new one.
Yeah.
I got to upgrade.
It's upgrade. It's seen some years, man.
Yeah.
Oh, my god.
We're
going
to upgrade.
It's just rust. It's melting the fucking hair off of it.
Hell
Damn. All right.
Good Lord.
That's the end of this this part. Thank you, Ogre, for coming on.
Thank you.
I got this zen in my mouth. I'm feeling pretty lightheaded right
yeah.
now.
Yeah. He's like, dude, I'm fucking seeing the world.
He can show you the world, too.
Dude. Yeah. I don't think the weight limit on that carpet will hold both of us. It barely gets his ass up off the ground.
He needs magic hardwood.
Cheap ass got magic linoleum.
Just sagging in the middle.
That plywood doesn't give out under that linoleum. Be careful around that fridge.
All right, we'll be back. And we have Matthew Tate on.
Yes, we do.
Papa!
This week's featured comedian.
Folks, welcome to the Huntsville Comedy Self-Defense class. I'll be your teacher, Matthew Tate, tonight. What do you do when somebody tries to take your car keys by force? Ma'am, what do you do when somebody tries to take your car keys by force?
Bite the shit out of them.
Bite the shit out of them. That's a good one. You, sir, what do you do when somebody tries to take your car keys by force?
Be like, man, don't take my car keys.
That's a bitch move. I would take your car. So I used to host an open mic right by this roof and all dispensary called Trashy Myers a couple years ago. And somebody tried to rob me out of that gas station right in front. I'm gonna show you right now what you should do. So I gave him one of these right in the mouth. Is it a self-defense tool? I think it's called some kind of rubber throat puncher. You can buy these on Temu for like $8.99. Here, can you hold this for a sec? I'm just gonna put that right there. Don't mind if it's moving. It has a mind of its own sometimes. I'm gonna use that later.
I had somebody recently tell me, it was a woman that told me this, that her boyfriend was eating her ass in the shower. And then later on that very same day, that guy told his friends. His friends came over and was like, he was like, I would never eat ass. That's disgusting. And she was like, but you just ate my ass in the shower.
He was lying, yeah.
No, he wasn't lying. He thought it was her pussy. It was her ass.
Hold on. How old was this guy?
Old enough to know better.
Man. Yeah, you're old enough to know better.
Old enough to know
better. On today's episode of Men Don't Know and
Nasty. Own up to it. Damn.
Snatch on the ground.
Yeah. Ass is good. I don't know.
I love.
You have to understand. Brandon trying to grasp certain things. It's beautiful. It's something you can't write and then write, Brandon.
Yeah,
you can't write it.
This is me.
You couldn't set it up. It's just who you are. And you got the nice fade, man.
Thanks, man.
But more importantly, don't we have a special guest on the podcast?
Yes, we do.
We have a very special guest.
Ooh.
One of the founding members
Ooh.
Of Huntsville Comedy.
Uno.
I mean, a veteran. 12... 13, maybe 25 years. I really don't know. I wasn't around. But a long ass time.
Uh-huh.
Today we have Matthew Tate.
Hey!
Hell yeah.
Hi, and thank you for having me.
Hell yeah. Thank you for coming on.
Yeah.
How you been?
I've been good.
Chilling?
Yeah.
Chillaxing?
Enjoying the summer. Spending a lot of time at the pool, you know.
I see those pictures on Instagram.
Me too.
You spend a lot of time at the pool?
Oh, fuck yeah.
I figure you get burnt to shit.
No. Surprisingly. I've got tan lines like a motherfucker. Like, I honestly need to find a fucking nude beach to, you know, even some of this shit out. But, yeah.
You would go to a nude beach and just lay out?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Hell
no,
yeah.
They couldn't handle me.
That's what's up.
Do they still have those?
I'll tell you that now.
Where's the closest nude beach at?
Don't know.
Huh. Gunnersville?
You may search it up. I'll search it up. Yeah. We can find this out
New
together.
Beach. Yes.
They keep throwing Dom back in the water.
See, closest nude beach.
Rock Haven, your location.
Rock Haven, so Tennessee, we can do this.
There's no coastline in Tennessee. That's the strangest landlocked state.
Oh, look, my bad. Cleveland, Georgia.
That's the weirdest part.
That's not a nude beach. That's just a bunch of weirdos hanging out by a river.
Brandon, don't act like you don't know, man.
Nah, I don't, but it sounds, yeah. Sounds like an experience.
There's a, wait. Is that in Florida? Bay? What is that? Bay Bears. Bay Bears? Nudist Park?
That's where I will be at.
Ooh, it's quiet. It's
Bears, yeah.
Yeah.
They love you, dude.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They love Bears, man.
You would think that, huh?
Just a big Chicago Bears
fan. Fucking hate the goddamn Bears. Don't you dare do that to me right here.
I fucking hate the Bears, too.
Damn.
St. Louis born and raised.
Hey, Saint, you can find me in St. Louis.
Oh, I got to tell you my Nelly story sometime.
Oh, now.
Damn.
Yeah,
oh,
I want to hear this.
Let's hear that now.
Like the rapper Nelly?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
No.
No, the other one.
I don't know Nelly, man.
So, archaeologist.
the renowned composer. So, no, like, growing up, my mom, after she divorced my dad, she was actually engaged to a professor of computer science at Washington University, which is in U City, for a time. And Nelly lived with his family just, like, two blocks down. And we used to have block parties there, like, during the summer and shit. And one time when I was visiting, I mean, I always got picked on a lot as a kid. Mm-hmm. Like, I've always been very small. I've always been a little nerdy, you know. But one time I was getting picked on by the neighborhood kids. And Nelly, who's a few years older than us, this was well before Country Grammar it came out, before his career took off. But, like, he just told off the kids. He's like, what the hell is wrong with y'all? Weren't you raised right? Like, leave that boy alone.
No.
Hell damn. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's wild.
Damn.
Hey, and Nelly, one of them people that you would see him and you probably be like, oh, he's probably cool. He will snap just like that. If you ever watched a Breakfast Club interview, and he would have fucked those kids up. I guarantee he would have fucked those kids up.
But he's a solid person, man. And I mean, that was in line with everything I found out about him. Like, I don't know if you know about the whole, like, he's quietly sent two kids to college, like, every year since Country Grammar came out.
For real?
And he never bragged about it. Like, an independent reporter found out about it in, like, 2017 or something and published an article about it. But, yeah, like, every year he just spent... For two random kids, just everything, like room and board, fucking textbooks, tuition, all that shit for their entire 4 year.
Mm.
Why am I about to cry right now?
He's wholesome awesome. As fuck,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
That's fucking awesome.
Nelly Nails, he put St. Louis on the map. What you think?
The St. Lunatics.
What you think? We live on a farm? Nigga, be for real. I got it. Everybody thought we was just country, dog. So you from St. Louis. Where you from? What part?
St. Charles.
St. Charles. I know, yeah, St. Charles. Yeah, yeah.
I lived right on the border of St. Charles and St. Peter.
Mm-hmm.
No, this is not a bit. Like, literally, that's what things are named around there.
It is.
And then my mom was engaged to a guy who lived in U City, so I spent a lot of time there. And I always loved Nelly and the Lunatics, too. I actually had a cat that I named Murphy Lee.
Yeah, Murphy Lee was the one of the St. Lunatics that everybody thought was going to be the biggest. He probably was. I mean, he still was the biggest one.
Like, vocally, he had the most unique style and cadence, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So what year was this around, like...
My personal Nelly story, you mean?
Yeah. No, I was talking about like when this Nelly was, because I
he talking about when Country Grammar came out.
Yeah, like around this time.
99.
Oh, was it 90s?
I think it was 99.
It probably around there. Yeah.
Long time.
Because that's whenever, like, you had St. Louis, it was just Nelly, Jaquan a little bit. You need to see that remix, that song, Jaquan's Tipsy, but with a country version. Everybody in the club getting everybody at the bar getting tipsy.
That's Shaboozy.
Okay, so yeah. This, they got a, it's actually good. It's really good. It's a country rendition. And
I didn't know that.
That's Jaquan. Everybody in the club getting tipsy.
Oh, okay. Hey, that actually makes sense. That's crazy. They play the country radio station where I work all the time, and that song's on three times a day, dude.
Hell yeah.
So that's as enjoyable as you think it is, you know?
Yeah, but that was when St. Louis was put on the map and Atlanta started coming up. Like the Southern crunk boys.
The whole Dirty South movement. That was so, like, that period of time in hip-hop, that was the biggest scene for years.
Oh, God, yeah.
I mean, all the cultural phenomena that came out of that, even the dumb shit, like, you know, Ghost Riding the Whip, you know?
Ghost Ride the Whip?
But, oh, I mean, yeah. there was some goddamn amazing music to come out of that scene at that time. I mean, Ludacris, the stuff Jermaine Dupri was doing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, like, yeah. See, I was just talking about this to my coworkers. You know what they don't make? Well, they might make it, but it doesn't hit the top charts is rock music. Do they not have good rock music anymore, or at least popular rock?
Because
whenever we were all growing up, even though you had this, which was main, like, I mean, this was like going to be number one on the charts, but it still would be a rock song that beats it that I would have never heard of. But
I feel like Greta Van Fleet is the modern rock.
I have no clue who that
is. Well, they're very derivative of Led Zeppelin. Mm-hmm. But as
they're
far new, as,
they're like out right now.
Yeah, they're current. They're pretty current. I don't know when
they've
they're
been around for
project.
Like 8-9.
What about
years,
Food Fighters? Foo Fighters.
I'm not a fan. You know,
not a Foo Fighters fan.
I'll say it right now that
Food Fighters.
I'll say it right now. I know this is an unpopular opinion, but to this day I just still feel like it's real fucked up that Dave Grohl felt the need to shoot Kurt Cobain's head just so he could start his shitty little side project.
Jesus Christ.
This is Matthew Tate, everybody. Yeah.
Every Foo Fighters song sounds the same, except for like a couple of them. I'm not a fan. Yeah, you know, Dave Grohl mm-hmm. used to be like one of those weird like chemtrail conspiracy theorists too.
What's chemtrail?
I'm big on the chemtrails.
What's chemtrail?
It's like crop
is.
Dusting, but on a mass scale. You know, it's
what?
Like... Like these planes, they leave chemtrails.
Oh.
It fucks people up, dude.
Oh, okay.
You know.
Oh, wow.
You're just talking about. Oh, okay, I know. Okay.
Oh man.
And you're saying this like hurts people.
No, that's what they say, dude. I was always more of a Jason Everman guy over Dave Grohl, but you know.
Yeah.
God, I don't know who any of these white people are.
Yeah.
Me neither.
Jason Everman's
so Dave Grohl is a drummer that somebody allowed to have a microphone for some stupid reason.
Oh, well hold on. Foo Fighters have good songs.
They have a couple.
They have.
I like All My
I got
Life.
Them on my playlist.
All My Life is a really good song.
All My Life. I don't know that one.
All my life I've been waiting for something.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. That's good. Nothing. That is good.
I know Everlong.
Yes.
That's really the
Everlong.
Song.
Everlong's sick. See, I'm not a person that likes bands. I like just songs. And they got like I got
See,
like three
I'm,
songs
I'm
on
like
my
that
playlist.
Too.
Yeah,
I like right. songs rather than artists.
Yeah,
same.
Yeah.
Like
if
this
it sounds
love.
Good, I'm gonna listen to it.
So but, to answer your question though about like good modern rock music, I think that's like a twofold kind of answer. Where on the one part, it's a sign that we're getting old that we don't think that there's good modern music because there absolutely is. But there is a fair point to be drawn that. There was kind of this phenomenon in the 90s where counterculture became popular
yes.
and alternative rock became popular. And usually alt
My
music
favorite.
Has more layers. It has more things going on. And that being brought into the mainstream is why we had so many fucking amazing artists at the time. You know, like Alice in Chains, Soundgarden.
Soundgarden. That's my shit.
Yeah, me too.
Mm-hmm.
I got to see them live in concert 13 days before Chris Cornell passed.
Damn.
And I almost didn't go because another comedian, Krish Mohan, was doing an album recording and he asked me a feature on it. And I almost never turned down gigs, but I was like, I got Soundgarden tickets and like they're on my bucket list. I didn't know apparently I was on their bucket list, but, you know.
Hell yeah.
Speaking of albums, how many albums you got out?
So technically I've got three, and then I've got an EP-length single. And the EP-length single, The Happiness Illusion, it was kind of a thing that had an expiration date on. It's all about... living in isolation during a global pandemic.
Mm.
And the only reason it's one track is because I was too lazy to split it into multiple. But it's 18 minutes long, whereas all my other albums are like between 50 minutes and an hour 15 long.
Man.
But Yeah, I've got 3 full-length albums, then The Happiness Illusion, and then I just I put out a music demo track, which is the first time I've put out any kind of music in 17 years.
What kind of music do you do?
Not much these days.
Well, what did you do?
I was in a really terrible nu metal band. You know what nu metal is?
No.
Or was? So it was like the rap metal that was really popular in the late 90s and early 2000s for like...
So like Rehab?
Like Korn. Like
yeah, okay,
kid,
okay,
that,
yeah, yeah.
That shit. Yeah, I was in a really bad nu metal band back when I lived in Illinois, like a few years after nu metal stopped being relevant. And we were called a Flock of 3 Gulls. And like 3 with like the number 3 and then Gulls with a Z. And I was doing a lot of drugs at the time. I don't do that anymore. Yeah, it was...
Shout out, good shit.
Hell yeah.
We were fucking horrible. We were dog shit.
Where'd you live at in Illinois?
Decatur, Illinois.
Ooh.
Decatur, that's up north, right?
It's the very center. It's the anus of Illinois.
Oh, okay.
And smells like it, too. Staley's Bridge.
Damn.
You can smell our factory byproducts from Decatur, Illinois, all the way in Champaign, Urbana, like 45 minutes away if the wind is strong enough on a given day.
Damn. Was it kind of like Decatur, Alabama?
Yeah, so that's the thing. Like, every Decatur is exactly the same.
Damn, I knew it.
Yeah, I've been to Decatur, Georgia. I've been to Decatur, Alabama. I've been to Decatur, Illinois. They're all the same town. It's fucking. It's kind of like when you name your kid Jeeves, he's going to grow up to be a fucking butler.
There's a lot of Jeeves butlers. I have seen that. I can't afford them, though.
So you remember Ask Jeeves?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, the web browser. I brought that up on the podcast before, and nobody knew what I was talking about.
I know Ask Jeeves. That's what they used to have before Google.
This fake piece of shit right here, dude.
I know Ask Jeeves.
I brought Ask Jeeves up on the podcast before, dude.
How you spell Ask Jeeves? I want to see this.
A-S-K. Okay. Jeeves.
Wait, no. No, hold on. I thought you said ash. Like ashing out of.
That's ash. What is that?
That's ash. Boy, that's a throwback.
Oh, that's hell cool as yeah, shit.
Is. And so, that was Google before Google.
Go to the website.
So that was like.
Yeah, let's go to the website.
That was like 6 years after I used the internet for the first time. I mentioned my mom dated a computer science professor. So I was like exposed to the internet in like 93.
Like
94.
When it started.
Wow. Yeah.
Oh shit.
When it was still text based, and it was weird. Yeah, you know how you'd see like those old command menus that where it's like the green font, black background, and it would have like the various commands you can do, and then there's like one like letter is in parentheses,
yes.
And it means press that key to do that function.
Yep.
That's what the internet looked like in the early 90s, and damn. it was really fucking wild.
I only saw that in The Matrix.
Yeah, just type in internet in 1993 to the Ask
Let's
Jeeves.
See what you're talking about. Like that?
Yeah, basically like that. That's wow. What the internet looked like.
We came a long way, man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
31 years ago now.
Yep.
It's crazy.
Now we can make pictures of ourselves being president.
Oh, hell yeah.
Click of the button.
Yeah. So now we know what Dom does on the internet, dude.
Do a lot of shit on the internet.
That'd be
now.
The best president.
You said who?
You're old enough.
Yeah, I'm old enough, and there's no reason to play the bullshit. I don't want the people. I don't want these people's money. They're all playing to a certain crowd. No matter who you like, they're playing to a certain crowd. I wouldn't do that. I'd just be like, you know, sometimes you have to kill women and children.
Can you explain?
Wow.
You explain in detail your stance on immigration?
Yep. Well, you got
I want to hear this one. I'm gonna.
Yeah, it's just normal. You know, you come over illegally. We probably make it less hard for it to be legal, and then you know, just and have the people here.
So
that
you want to simplify the naturalization process? I agree.
Well, first of all, I'm putting words in my mouth because I don't know what that means. But what I'm saying is
simplify. Can we break it down?
Well, you know, it's either marriage or 7 years of residence, you know.
Okay, there you go.
The Brandon's quick with it.
Dude. I searched it up for you, man.
He's the looking it up.
Dom over here, like, am I old enough to party? I'm old enough to third party.
Hell yeah. Yeah, how old you got to be? Let's see.
Would you be independent if you ran?
35, he's good.
Fuck yeah, I'd be independent.
Hell yeah.
Have to. Well, I wouldn't win, though, because you know what? No independent person's going to win.
Yeah. I mean, you know,
I'm just not going to.
You know, well, I worked in politics in Illinois. We didn't win in the traditional sense of a victory,
mm-hmm.
but I ran a Green Party candidate for governor, and this was he was running against Rod Blagojevich, who was the governor who went to prison for trying to sell
corrupt as shit.
Obama's vacant Senate seat.
That's real.
And I worked for Blagojevich for like 2 weeks, and I met him, and I was like, fuck no. But I'm also not working for the Republican candidate, who is Judy Bartapinka. So I worked for the Green Party guy. And you know what? We actually did get 10.8% of the statewide vote. And under Illinois, their state law or shit or whatever, words escaping me, but... their guidelines that actually qualified the Green Party for equal public funding for what the Democrats and the Republicans got.
Damn.
for all seats and races for the next two election cycles. And we actually did get some Greens in the office at the state level at that time.
That's pretty significant.
Yeah,
it is.
Damn.
What did you do? What was your thing?
I was a precinct captain, so I basically oversaw all phone banking, pamphleting, and whatnot for three different precincts. I also helped the candidate out with like some speech writing stuff, and it was like four times the responsibility I had when I was working for Rod Blagojevich. But I mean, that's just the nature of working third party campaigns. Mm-hmm. Like Mark Viola, comic who just moved here. I'm actually wearing his merch.
Let me see.
I love somebody with someone with a steady paycheck. Yeah. I don't know where body
adds
came
up.
From.
But he's worked the field a lot too, and he can tell you. And he pretty much always works third party. He can tell you like the workload that you face when you're working for a third party candidate is so much fucking heavier than working for a Dem or Republican.
Is it because less funding? Mm-hmm.
It's because less staff, really. So there's more to do.
Yeah. Hell yeah. So you ever think about getting back into politics?
Yes.
Really?
These days, ooh. Yeah. So I, for a time, I kind of, this is going to sound weird. If there's one, for a time, I kind of considered myself like forever ineligible for public office just because of some things in my past, you know. And there's people on every campaign whose whole job is to dig up dirt on the other candidate. Yeah. Like when Hillary Clinton was running against Obama in the primaries, it was one of that type of worker for her that outed Obama for smoking cigarettes, which was a huge deal back then.
It was. I remember that.
And
in a brown suit.
Yeah. But yeah, so I was like, you know what? I had some times in my, you know, early 20s where, you know, I had some drug problems and shit. I probably would never be able to get into public office. If same. There is one positive thing that I could ever say about Donald Trump, it's the fact that he got into office now kind of means that anything goes.
Oh, yeah.
So yeah. I would actually entertain. And the stuff I've done is nothing compared to
oh,
to
yeah.
that. You know, so now I don't know. Every once in a while I entertain the idea of possibly a run for public office. Probably wouldn't run in Alabama, though. I don't know how great that would go.
You probably, yeah. Alabama's just going to be a no-go. I don't see them, like, it's like whenever, you know, like, every vote matters. I do understand this. But there's not a chance in hell Alabama ever flips to blue.
Well, they said the same thing about Texas. Texas is a big, big fucking swing state now. And it, by and large, it's because of a lot of people moving to the Dallas metro and Austin areas. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Texas is projected to go for Harris during this election cycle.
But has Texas ever been blue? Who are they? Yeah, who are they boo for? Obama.
I believe that Biden actually
really?
Carried Texas in 2000. Yeah. Or 2020.
This last one, yeah.
Yeah.
Let me see. I didn't know that.
Now, something that I've always wanted to ask, I've never really known the answer to, somebody that's worked in politics, why is coroner like a public office? Why do you have to run as a Democrat or a Republican for coroner?
Well, that's a good fucking question.
I don't understand that.
I'd expect because you probably want somebody to be vetted to some degree for an office like that. You don't want just anybody, you know,
touching your loved ones after they passed.
No, you can't. No, he'll fuck the body. But so what have you? Do you watch political shows? No, I'm sorry. Like, what's it? West Wing or Veep or any of these?
West Wing's really good. I haven't watched a lot of it, but.
I was wondering what's the most accurate to actually working in politics.
House of Cards,
yeah, something like that, yeah. it's probably not that far off.
Well, not so much in terms of TV shows, but movies.
Okay, give me.
I'd say The Candidate with Robert Redford.
Oh.
It should be required viewing for anybody interested in political work.
The Candidate.
Mm-hmm.
Right here? 1972?
Yep.
I never seen that.
I gotta watch
I thought
this.
You were talking about the one Will Ferrell and Zach Galifianakis. Oh, the campaign. That's what it's called.
Look like Steve McQueen in that jacket. Y'all know about Steve?
Yeah, I know Steve.
Hell yeah, man. That's good.
How did Steve die?
His brothers were
I forgot
writing.
How he died.
What year?
What was it? 1970... I'm going to, this is a guess.
Uh-huh.
Was it 1976?
Okay. I mean, I have no clue. But I'm sure it is. He's good with dates.
I hope so. Well, I didn't want him to die. I didn't want him to die.
But he did. You know, he can't.
I mean, I can't
Everybody
control.
Dies, man.
1980. Damn, I'm 4 years off.
Hey, 4 years off. You're slipping.
I know.
Slipping,
look at
Brandon.
This shit.
He's usually
man,
so good.
Damn.
I've been bragging. Ever since I've been bragging on him, he hasn't got one right.
I don't know. His brother.
It's the pressure.
His brother, Lightning, was way more successful.
Dude, his ass still living. Lightning was that guy, man. He probably stole his fucking name.
Hell yeah. So you've been doing comedy around here for how long? How long you been doing around these parts?
12 years, 1 month, and 10 days.
God damn.
Hell yeah, man.
So who was all here when you started?
Tom Hands,
mm-hmm.
Scott Eason, mm-hmm. Brandon Iams, who is one of my producers at Homegrown. He has moved recently to Florida in the last few years. Jeff Graham was one of those just amazing true talent comics that just... Every time he got up, he killed. And he actually lives not far from here in Tennessee now, but he doesn't really perform anymore. But
Dante.
yeah.
In that same.
But I'm not gonna press it. Jeff is Jeff Graham like inspired me a lot when I was starting out, and he started very shortly before I did. But he was one of those that was so fucking good that pushed me to be as good as I could.
Mm-hmm.
And man, he showed up with like a new hot five like every 3 weeks. It was insane. Thaddeus Blake, who was also one of my partners in Homegrown. For real?
Downtown, yeah, he was with his fam.
All
right, on. Alex E said he saw him last night.
Yeah, I did, of course, mention Scott Eason, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Jason Steinhauser, who is one of the comics who also founded Epic along with Tim Kelly and Scott Eason and Justin Ledlow.
Mm-hmm.
Jonathan Craig, who still does comedy here and there, but he's taken a bunch of other odd jobs too. Like he's doing some like booking and promo stuff for Jelly Roll for a minute.
Oh, okay, ooh. I know you're talking about. That Scott was telling me about him. Yeah.
I'm gonna feel shitty for forgetting some people, but that was kind of the core group. And then D's D's. I think you've met her.
Simply D's.
Yeah, Simply D's. Nikki Hirachi was a comic at the time who actually hosted one of our only two open mics around the time that I started, and that was at the Green Room, which is now Club 47. Tanya Silver, she was also another fantastic comic from around that time. Black lady, older comic, very funny, very raunchy. She lives in Mobile now.
Yeah, I love older black ladies who are raunchy. Because all my grandma, my aunties, they're all like Christian, hardcore. Like hardcore Christian. So whenever you see somebody who looks like your auntie, looks like my auntie, but like says crazy shit, I love it. I love it, dude. You can sell me on that all day. And they usually have fat asses.
Another added bonus. Just like my auntie.
Oh, yeah.
That's how y'all do it in Centralia.
No, hell no. So I got a little tidbit here. Your favorite comics are Bill Cosby and Jeff Dunham.
Yeah, I heard and that.
I'm going to be leaving
now. As you can see right here, it says he may deny it, but he's lying.
Why are you lying? What you lying to us for, man? Let me search him up, too, man. For the people that don't know. Some people.
This
don't
is
know.
Our intel guy. I just read off the sheet.
Yeah, me too.
You know, man. I will say I feel like there would be some sort of balance to the cosmic scale if Bill Cosby was forced to do a stand-up set with Jeff Dunham's arm up his ass.
Let's show him. Oh, that's shit. Fun. Jeffrey Dahmer popped up.
Who's your go-tos?
I really love Sarah Silverman.
Ooh, okay.
Yes. And technically not a comic, but I really fucking love John Leguizamo.
Oh yeah, The Pest.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
It's technically a one-man Broadway show, but it's very stand-up adjacent. Latin History for Morons, I feel like, should be required viewing for everybody. It is.
That's new, right? Newer.
Mm-hmm. 5 years? Like last few years.
Yeah.
Doug Stanhope was the comic who like made me want to do comedy, and also in a weird way, considering if you're familiar with his material and delivery.
Doug. Yeah.
In a weird way, he also inspired me to like get clean. Because back when I had a bad drug problem, I remember I was coming down one night and I was hanging out in my roommate's room, and we were freaking out because we couldn't score any more blow. And he was like, "Man, let me pack this bowl for you. I'm gonna put the stand up special on, and you know everything's gonna be all right." And it was one of Doug Stanhope's earlier special. I think it was No Refunds.
Mm-hmm.
And I just remember like watching that, and then like as I started to get baked, just looking at it and kind of. It gave me kind of a perspective shift where I was like, you know, I could be doing anything other than being a addict that doesn't use any of their creative talents with my life. And so Doug always holds a special place in my heart. Unfortunately, I think he also inspired a generation of shitty edgelord open micers to.
Yeah, and you're going to have. you're gonna have that. I mean, because whenever you start stand up, right, you try to do edgy shit because that's what you know can get a rise out of. At least get a reaction some way.
Yeah,
I don't like it. First of all, I want to say this. I don't know if you want to do it, but I love this 9/11 joke. Will you say it? what you say is my favorite joke.
Damn. All right, because you asked so nicely.
Okay, thanks.
I can't shop at Walmart anymore. It's not on account of all the shoplifting I've done over the years. By the way, there goes my political career. It's not on account of all the shoplifting I've done over the years. It's just every time I see that sign that says self-checkout, I can't help but remember all those poor souls diving out of the windows of the towers at 9/11.
Matthew didn't hear it. Brandon played the sound effect on the board.
I had one that I used to use as a closer all the time, which was just, well, hey, Dom, what's worse than finding a worm in an apple?
What's that?
9/11.
Oh, man. Dude, I'm telling you, I cry at that joke every time you tell it. I think I tell you after every set if you do it. I love that joke.
I think my favorite bit of yours that I ever heard was only told once at the speakeasy, the Sinbad Genie movie compared to the Israel Palestine conflict and cartoon pianos. Like that shit was so funny.
I'm really gonna
find a way to make that bit work because I love it, but most audiences have not loved it. Honestly, it feels like it's a joke for the comics and like politics nerds, and that's about it.
Mm.
That joke is for Mark Viola specifically. Like that.
Shout out Mark.
Hell yeah.
Best bartender at Fat Sammy's.
Yes, he is.
Catch him every Wednesday at the Fusion
Open Mic Black Panther Hidden Dragon with me and Alex Z.
Fusion Comedy.
Fusion Comedy.
I fucking love that open mic, and if it wasn't for the fact that I usually work Wednesdays and it's such a pain in the ass finding parking.
Yeah. Because
like I get out at like 9 o'clock. And I mean, I've done it before. I'll fucking hoof it hard downtown,
mm-hmm.
especially if I get off a little early. You know, like if I can sneak out of there right when we close at 8:30, man, I'll head down there. But it's yeah. I hate going downtown because parking.
Well, yeah. Do you park at the YMCA? Because that's a good one. I always park there, like at the YMCA.
They got
a
Y downtown.
Oh yeah, like if you park in that parking lot, it's free. You just park there. That's why I park every time. And then you just had to do a little walk.
I didn't even know we had one downtown. I knew about the one in Madison. I knew about the one in Jones Valley.
Oh, yeah. It's good. No pool, though. So.
Pro tip, by the way.
Brandon still goes there so they can watch him from 4 to 6.
Pro tip, by the way. Ain't y'all ever wind up like down on your luck and homeless and like living out of your car?
Mm-hmm.
Get a Y membership. Because, like, you can go there, fucking get cleaned up, get a shower, get changed.
Yeah.
And, I mean, Y membership's not, in the grand scheme of things, it's not super expensive. So,
You've been homeless?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, me too. So, tell me about yours. I've been homeless before, dude.
I don't want to, man. It was a brief period of time when I was in Illinois. Fortunately,
me too, dude.
Fortunately, I got rescued by... couple good friends of mine, Jackie and Tara, and they brought my ass in out of the.
But you were like real, like no car, or you had a car?
I didn't have a car.
Shit, you're on the street.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. No, that damn. But you know, you're saying you out now.
Yeah.
Killing shit.
For now, I mean.
With fuchsia pants on, you want to stand up and show?
Yeah, let me see those pants.
let's show the.
Let's see these pants.
They're nice. I like them.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, like Bret Hart. I like
them. Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm free of homelessness for now. I hate to spoil the ending for y'all, but in late stage capitalism, most of us are going to die homeless one day.
Oh, man.
I'm down for it.
I don't mean to bring down the mood.
I'm on the way.
Like when we like 70 or something?
No, going Brandon, on? Like next year.
Oh, next year. I believe it.
Depends on who wins the election.
Man.
And so, I know you're a hardcore Trumper, but we have to.
We have to take a stand, Brandon.
We have to take a stand, Brandon.
You got to get over this, Jim.
I was
Brewer.
Just a fan of Hulk Hogan.
And then
he came up there. I don't even know what to think no more, man.
He was heartbroken.
Oh, it sounds like eating all those vitamins turned you MAGA.
Did he just knock down Muhammad Ali? That's how racist he is, man. Damn.
Oh, shit.
That's fucked up. Yo, I got a question.
So, I've got an answer.
I hear you're like the goat of cheese, right? That's what I've heard.
Yes,
like you love. No, not wait. Goat cheese. That's what you like.
I like goat cheese. I like most cheeses, but goat cheese is one of my favorites.
Oh, that's your. I thought you were like a big ass fan of cheese. Like they're like he's the goat of cheese fans.
Well,
the greatest of all.
Because I was finna hook you up, man. Because I make mac and cheese, and it's the best mac and cheese in this whole room out of anybody. You know what I mean?
Mm. I'll eat your mac and cheese, Brandon.
First of all, he got the game fucked up.
Man, no. Brandon,
we're going to have a matter of fact, we'll do it at an open mic, everybody's mac at, off. Or something. Mac, yeah, off. And we'll have a mac off. Okay. You don't know whose is whose. You taste them. Actually, they do taste similar. But yeah. Mine's better. It's more moist.
His is going to be dinosaur.
You'll see. I even give you a choice, man. I'll give you a choice. What do you like? You like breadcrumbs? No breadcrumbs. I don't like breadcrumbs. But if you like breadcrumbs, I do.
Don't try to convince them before you ask them.
Yeah. I mean, whichever ones you like.
I'm not, I'm not generally big on mac and cheese.
Really?
Are you serious?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I like it all right.
Uh-huh.
You know.
I'm glad I didn't make it. I was going to make it today.
Yeah.
Damn.
I don't hate it. It's just, you know, most of the time it's very basic and it's very, I don't know. It's like I'm not five, you know.
Damn.
That's Kraft mac and cheese.
That's kids mac and cheese. We're talking about baked
with five different cheeses. Now, if you're going all the way, if you're going like shells with a good like smoked cheddar and you're doing it from scratch, like that's a different thing.
Matt, that's the widest thing I've ever heard anybody say.
Let me show him. I'm going to show you.
Why do you got to bring race into it?
We all know.
I like Kraft. They got one bright orange cheese and I'll fucking eat it, dude.
Kraft is good, but you have to eat it hot. Like right when you make it.
Yeah, I mean,
if you save it, it doesn't do it.
There's limited reheat value with mac and cheese.
Yep,
this is the mac and cheese. This is the staple I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying. A baked.
Yeah, look at that cheesy goodness.
Yeah, I can throw down a baked mac. Yeah.
Shit, I got you.
All right, we're gonna do it, Brandon. We're gonna bring it there. Two big pans.
Okay.
And we want everybody to taste them.
But I do get Brandon it. You know,
y'all are just like offering me free side dishes and being like, no. That's so wholesome. Are you guys Tim Walls?
It's more than just a side dish, man. That's mac and cheese. It's worth it, though.
But,
man.
You know, put some meat in there.
No, you don't put you don't put shit in mac and cheese, but macaroni and fucking cheese.
You don't
milk.
Fucks with the taco mac?
Oh, man.
No.
You got the hamburger helper.
Are you talking about like chili mac, but taco version?
Yeah, like
I can be down with that.
Yeah, like do some ground beef with some taco seasoning, or I like to do it with a tequila lime seasoning, and then the part of the recipe that calls for milk, do sour cream instead, and mix it with your mac. Add some extra shredded cheddar on top.
I can get down with that.
Get that melty on the top shelf of the oven.
Mm-hmm.
I can do this for you: buffalo mac and cheese, chicken.
See, I don't know how I feel about that.
Nobody likes.
I like the taco. I like the taco one better. I like that idea better. I've never had it, but ground beef because it's almost like a chili mac. And who doesn't love a good chili mac?
Never had it.
You never had chili mac?
Let me see what it looks like. Let me see a picture of it.
It looks terrible. I'm gonna tell you right now.
But it's delicious.
But some of the best food looks really bad. Mm-hmm. You had Indian food. My God.
Well, I haven't tried that in like 14 years, I think.
I fucking love Indian.
Says
dude.
You, dude.
Yeah, no, right. That's me saying that.
Yeah.
Tiki masala.
They used to serve the stuff at school, man. I remember that.
Yeah, but the school version doesn't have the right flavor.
I got to get the real version.
Yeah, that shit like there looks like some hamburger helper. Like.
I know. That's what I thought y'all were talking about.
But let's not hate on hamburger
Ooh,
helper.
Ooh, cheesy Italian
no,
shit.
No, I won't. Hate on hamburger helper all day.
You don't like hamburger helper?
Fuck no.
Dude, I literally just made some and like meal prepped it for lunch.
That's not meal prep.
Because it had a 60% extra in the box. And I was like, well, I'll just make this whole thing and then take
How
it for lunch.
How could I not? Is this economy?
Right? Yeah, that's not meal prep, dude. That's just poverty.
You know? Well, people are poor, dude.
When you're here, you're poverty. Hey,
who you telling, dude?
Dude, this the goat right here. This is cheesy.
That's your favorite
Italian.
One?
Oh, best ever.
You don't like. What's your favorite one?
Hamburger Helper?
Yeah.
Probably this one,
Thank
honestly.
You.
Really? I'm stroganoff, dude.
Stroganoff?
Stroganoff with
that
you put...
hand looks like it's stroganoff, am I right?
Oh, yeah, that's a stroking hand right there, man. You got the mouth and nose right
it's
there.
So
that's
stupid.
A good time.
Sorry.
It's so stupid, but so good.
That's
I love
one
it.
Of the the hand is one of the ingredients for the homemade pocket pussy with the Pringles can, dude.
Yeah, have you ever did that?
The hand is one of the ingredients for the hamburger helper now that the Supreme Court did what it did to the FDA.
They dissed the FDA?
So one of the two, the lesser talked about of the two decisions that the Supreme Court handed down on July 2nd was they basically neutered all federal agencies. So basically, the courts, which are really only supposed to be experts in matters of law, will now be considered experts in every other field of science, so they can shoot down
as you should
recommendations from any other important federal agency. Sorry, not to bring down the mood here, but like, okay, so like just last week, testing found that 71 different drinking supply, like public drinking supplies in the state of Alabama, were contaminated with a higher than FDA allowed level of forever chemicals that cause stuff like liver cancer, kidney failure.
That's just real.
That's facts. Drink the water at Planet Fitness. You'll have a sore throat. I have for 4 weeks. I don't have insurance.
So like 3 or 4 months ago, too, our state legislature passed basically approved that all of our coal waste would be dumped in our lakes and rivers. And then the FDA stepped in and said, whoa, you can't do that. You know, thank you, FDA. But what the Supreme Court just did is going to remove those agencies' abilities to protect us from greedy decisions made by legislators with fucking companies in their back pockets. And it's scary.
I got a fucking letter in the mail about 4 years ago that told me not to drink the fucking city water anymore because I've had a kidney transplant.
So Ogre just said he got a letter in the mail about how long ago?
About 4 years ago.
4 years ago, telling him not to drink the water because he had a kidney transplant. So that means buy bottled water. And also, this is fucked up because our ingredients are so much different. What? Are bottled water not shit either? What are we doing?
I get it.
Well, plastic. With the FDA being neutered, it's about to be nothing you consume is safe.
Dude, really? let me tell you something about water. I didn't know. No, listen. I didn't know it was a thing like that. It had minerals. Listen, I didn't know it had minerals and shit in it because they call me the R word. But I didn't know they had minerals.
Republican?
And shit.
No. Retarded.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I'm gonna be honest.
Well, he can say it.
Yeah. Of course he can say it. But when I was in Afghanistan, they had water and
doubt it.
Thank God.
No, but like it'll be bottled water, but it didn't hold in your system. You would instantly piss it out. You didn't hold any other minerals in there, and you would be so thirsty. No matter if you drank 10 bottles of water, it would just run right through you.
Dasani.
It was Coca-Cola.
Dasani.
Yeah.
Damn.
It was that Coca-Cola. They had Coca-Cola and Nestle.
Nestle's a piece of shit company, dude.
You know.
They are. They wanted to hold like a trademark on rainwater. The CEO, he was like, we should own the rainwater.
Yeah. Rainwater.
Can't dude, own it shit. Falls from the fucking sky, man. You can't own that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't do that.
You gotta own this earth? Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. Listen
well,
to Brandon.
I mean, in another point in time, we would also say that corporations aren't people and therefore can't donate on the level that an individual can to a political campaign. But the world's getting crazier, you know?
Oh, it's horrible.
No, yeah.
You know, on a brighter note, though, I'm part-time at Publix, and they just gave me dental insurance, so.
They did?
Yeah. Yeah, hell
yeah. Yeah, dude.
You get that cleaning, baby. Yeah,
they said you got October 1st till like 29th, I think, so.
Oh, that's the only time
you got 4 weeks. You got 4 weeks of dental insurance.
They told you only have four weeks.
Go ahead and get that root canal.
No, if you don't sign up, you're fucked. Like, you got to sign up. So I'm getting my root canal. It's been 3 years.
You need a root canal?
I've been needing this since, like, what, COVID.
And you eat candy?
Oh, man, dude, I can't stop.
Oh my God. This is just like the CIA in the 80s, dude. You need to get healthcare marketplace, dude. You need that.
No, what is this?
That's Obamacare, basically.
Oh, okay.
Medicaid.
Okay. It's the only way I get any sort of fucking healthcare.
Well, same way. That's what I have, dude. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I got it.
Healthcare.gov, dude.
People say Obama didn't do shit, but that was huge. That and the body cams.
I remember
you
want
to know the crazy thing, too, because, again, I was a big Politico around that time.
Mm-hmm.
So that plan is not the one that we initially wanted from the left, because we wanted especially like a single payer system or something similar to that, actual universal health care. But the plan that got instituted, the Republicans shit on all over the time now, actually came from the Republicans. Like, that was our compromise. And it's modeled after the same system of health care that Mitt Romney passed.
Mm.
Yeah, mm. In his state. So
short-term memory people.
Yeah, yeah, it's hard when you have five wives.
Yeah, he had five wives, man. Dang.
He's Mormon. I don't know if he did, but
I don't know. You say he's Mormon?
Mm-hmm.
That's part of it.
Yeah.
That's
well, you know, that was Republicans' idea of diversity. Let's run a Mormon.
That's crazy. Wait, so if you're a Mormon, you have like five wives.
You also get your own plan.
So
you also get your
Brandon's
own
about
planet
to commit right now.
No, he's not. No.
Brandon, not Brandon, so you get a like, whole planet.
No. You said a whole planet?
A whole planet.
We'll cut out the five wives, just the planet.
Just you can skip just that like part. Just like any religion, you know, you have your Orthodox and then you have your more mainstream. The mainstream Mormons don't do the polygamous marriage.
They don't.
Like that's very much like mostly a small sect of them in Utah at this point.
But you can get a show on TLC.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
When man. You want to do that, you, shit, look, you can have, it. Look, Brandon, you can have five wives. You get your own fucking planet, dude. What are you talking about?
Take out the five wives. But everything else.
Yeah. You are cursed just because of who you are.
Yeah.
But
the Mormons didn't let black people in until it was an alarmingly recent time. The 70s. Yeah.
You said 7 years?
Oh, yeah. Like, are you a Negro?
It was around the same time
he could be a Mormon too.
It was around the same time Morgan Freeman had those really good cigarette commercials.
He had cigarette commercials?
Let's shit, see. Yeah.
Look at that. Please look that up.
And they were like black power energy too.
Yeah.
Like, I forget the Newports. I forget the name of the brand, but
ooh, back
videos,
in the
70s. Go to videos.
Oh, I remember
black
this.
Long cigarettes, yeah. Who's
wait,
like, stay,
is
stay, stay strong, or stay black.
So far, in the past 20 years, yes, son. Granddaddy did good. Daddy did better. So why am I still smoking these short, white cigarettes?
Short, white cigarettes.
Yeah.
Are you fucking with me?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Mm. That's real good right there. That's smooth. We've marched a long way. Stay black. Stay strong. Stay black and long.
That's the best thing I've ever seen about.
Yeah.
So, stay black and long. Hell yeah.
I'm going to give
well,
you a Santa Claus
moment.
That
tells me that you've also never seen the Flintstones cigarette thank commercials
no.
for Winston.
But that I found that was a skit. That's a skit.
That's a skit right
you
there?
You didn't know about that?
Just like Santa Claus, it's not real, man.
What is that?
No. The Flintstones had real Winston
cigarettes. What are you talking about? It's not real.
It said that it's a Freddie Lockhart skit. I'm not I don't know who Freddie is.
He said
is.
I'm not sure, though.
Oh.
No,
I can
that's,
tell.
That,
by
that's real.
That's real.
You can't. Yes. When someone says I'm not sure, you probably shouldn't take it as.
It didn't.
Canon.
Because I've seen them.
Look
all.
At the second result.
Let me right here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's like, see. Let me see.
Well, I mean, don't like actually watch it because it's the
no,
same
I got
thing.
You.
I meant like look at the description.
See, one just said, I can't believe people think it's real. The brilliant satire.
If it Freeman. Is satire, it's pure. It
I mean,
brilliant.
It's perfect. Though.
It is perfect.
Did they get
stay
me?
Black and
they
long.
Got you. This is Freddie Lockhart. Let me see who Freddie is.
Freddy Fingers? Freddy Got Finger?
Freddy Got Fingers? Nah. Huh? Let's see. Wait, who is Freddy Got Fingers?
That looks like Fousey, too.
That does look like Fousey.
Leave that boy alone.
Oh, he's a comedian.
He also looks way
hell
younger
yeah.
than that.
But you remember, yeah. Matt, you remember what was it? What's his name? Morgan Freeman in the 70s for real when he did that PBS show?
Zoom? The Electric Company.
Yep, the Electric Man. You remember?
That's still coming
no.
on
no.
now.
That was the 80s, wasn't it? Like the late 70s through the 80s?
Yeah.
That was during my childhood as well. No. They had like a revamped version. Yeah, Brandon, you should remember this, man.
Let's see, Electric Company.
So we got the two old.
This motherfucker, that was Reading Rainbow. Racist.
Oh, yeah, you talking about this right here?
Man.
That's the Village People.
That's Thelonious Monk.
Morgan looking cool as hell, man.
He still looks exactly the same.
Yeah, actually, he does. Just black hair.
Oh, that's your favorite comic in there.
Where?
Jim Brewer.
Jim Brewer.
No, I was talking about Bill Cosby.
Oh, no.
Yeah. All right, Matthew, right now, this is the end of the podcast. You can see by that ghostly Muhammad Ali over there. What you're going to do now, say anything you got coming up, all of your socials for anybody listening, and we'll have it on the side of you right here.
Man, there's so many things in these notes we didn't even get to.
That's good. That means it was just natural conversation.
They're really good, man.
Yeah. That means you'll have to have me back on.
See? Right. Look at that. Yes, we do.
Yeah, I don't really have a lot coming up. I'm going to be hanging out at the pool, you know. Probably playing some more video games. I like playing video games. We didn't talk about that.
Man.
Yeah, I was looking at doing like another album, but I need somebody to do the recording and mastering for me. And yeah, job opening.
There's a couple of Asians around here.
Huh?
Hmm?
What's that? Yeah, go ahead. No, I do want to record another album. I've got the material in the back pocket. It's just an issue of getting somebody to do the recording and mixing. I'll be doing I'm doing a show this coming Wednesday. But it's a private show, so nobody can come.
Socials.
Oh yeah. Plug my socials. I'm on X. I'm actually suspended from there right now. From the app formerly known as Twitter, because I told J.K. Rowling she should do the world a favor and go lick the black mold out of her closet. So find me not on there because I'm suspended. I'm on YouTube at youtube.com/watch?V=? Capital W, lowercase y. That's how it printed out. YouTube at the Tateful. I'm on IMDb. I don't know. I'm on the things. Just like look up Matthew Tate. Look up Matthew Tate on like wherever you listen specifically.
Hell yeah.
Hey. Spotify, Apple, all that.
He's out there. 4 hilarious albums. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you.
Thank you for
I appreciate
having me.
You.
Hell yeah.
Though.
Thank you, Matthew.
All right.
Hell yeah.
Hey, see you next week.